This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Tuesday, March 23rd. The year is 2021. I am your host, Alex Jones. And the entire planet and all of humanity is going through the most important test in all of our species development. We have a breakaway civilization of globalists establishing a scientific dictatorship. And if they can get us to do absurd, stupid things and submit, they can roll out the next phases of their operation. They are now announcing in the UK, other blue states and blue cities in the U.S. are announcing, like Oregon, permanent mask never to be removed, permanent social distancing, permanently working from our homes unless we are specially authorized big tech company personnel or big box store Walmart or Amazon people. This is a total vertical integration. These companies are taking the planet over. What's left of Main Street, what's left of the farms, what's left of that is being destroyed all over the world. This is a systematic criminal plan where they train the domesticated public to sign on to it because they're heroes, and they stay in for 2 weeks to cut the curve, and they wear their masks to save lives. And now they've come out and admitted, oh, this is really just the Great Reset. They came out in the last few weeks and said, oh, we're just doing this to cut carbon footprint. It has nothing to do with COVID. COVID's just like the normal cold, normal flu. And still the sheep will do it because they like to show how they're good and just get the mindless dopamine of being heroes that survived the apocalypse, when the real apocalypse is the Great Reset and the takeover I'll be covering next segment. But now we see the pure evil arrogance of the puppet Vice President Kamala Harris, now with all the powers of Joe Biden, the zombie president, being transferred to her. And she's getting on Air Force Two, and we'll play the clip in a moment, and they say, hey, any plans to go to the border? And she does her witch's cackle, because that's her answer to everything. Because she doesn't need to have voters. She doesn't need to be popular. She just needs to be a puppet and take the heat while the globalists collapse our country.
Do you plan to visit the border?
Not today. But I have before, and I'm sure I will again.
But it gets even worse with Psaki, saying there isn't a crisis at the border, there isn't a crisis at the border. She was confronted by the incredible Project Veritas footage of scenes way worse than under Obama and way, way worse than under Trump, who tried to fix it. And again, it's Joe Biden that said during the election, oh, surge the border if I get elected, I'll let you in. They're all wearing Biden shirts. So they literally trigger this crisis, blame Trump, blame the American people, blame the Border Patrol, that's one of the best agencies we've got, busting their ass. And then he says, surge up here, but he's still the good guy. And then now, here is the clip of Psaki about our own troops being given metal shavings, getting sick from the food poisoning, sleeping on the floor for months. But she says, oh, well, Joe Biden at least said he was concerned, so it's a virtue signal. Let them eat cake. Here it is.
Also, you are opening up new facilities. One of the options that's being reported over the weekend is spending $86 million on hotel rooms for some migrants and feeding them. How do you square that with the National Guard troops who were sleeping in parking garages and, you know, some of them got sick from having contaminated food? That's a disparity a lot of people are pointing out, that our National Guard was treated one way, and then illegal immigrants are going to be put in hotel rooms.
Well, first let me say that at the time when we became aware of the conditions National Guard troops were in parking garages, as you noted, the president called the head of the National Guard that day and offered his assistance, offered to play any role that he could play, boosting morale, asking for more aid, making sure they had the right, were treated in the way that they deserved for the incredible role they've played. So I know that was some time ago, but that was the reaction.
They're rubbing your noses in it. They're testing you to see what they can get away with. They're conditioning you to accept tyranny. Humanity must awaken and say no. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
phones here with the new InfoWars sale, and it is a fantastic sale. It is many of our best-selling products that just so happen to also be selling out, but despite that, they're 50% off and free shipping on these select items. Again, all of these are selling out except for Brainforce. It finally came back into stock. It's amazing. It's 50% off and free shipping. We've got the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the CavaChill, the VasoBeats, the Alpha Power. All of these are bestsellers, 50% off and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 and at Buzzer Operation. Plus, all of the Imbrix essentials, essential oils, natural deodorants, shampoos, conditioners, a whole host of products. The entire Imbrix Essentials line is close to selling out, more coming in a few months, but despite that, right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're all 50% off as well with free shipping. Just follow the banners at InfoWarsStore.com to huge savings, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. It's Tuesday, March 23rd, 2021. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and as we speak, I'm about to arrive at the studio and complete the transmission live. But I'm coming to you from earlier today in the space-time continuum as major news and information breaks. We're about to premiere this amazing report that only you can share with others and defeat the globalists. This is seriously a mission. We are seriously on the cutting edge of this fight. So many others claim they're on the cutting edge. Others claim they've got the political answers. Others claim they understand how the world really works. I wish they did. We wouldn't be in this trouble. We're under attack because we study the globalist source documents themselves, and we know their program, we know their operation, and we know how to defeat this group of control freaks and sociopaths. So the report is at man.video. It's also at InfoWars.com. The age of genetically modified humans has arrived. If you're a radio listener, understand, you can't see this. Everyone watching it and sharing it can see the documents, see the reports, see the quotes for themselves. That's why it's so important to get this information, to check it out for yourself, and then share it with others. This is a massive criminal genetic takeover of the planet. This is the final revolution. Here is Greg Reese's report at band.video.
Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, a think tank started 23 years ago in 1998, has conducted dozens of exercises on simulated pandemics and bioweapons attacks, including Operation Dark Winter in 2001, where one of the main objectives was how to force vaccinate an uncooperative population. Atlantic Storm in 2005 addressed the logistics of mass vaccinations and military quarantines. Clade X in 2018 pushed for radical fast-tracking of vaccine production. Crimson Contagion was a massive exercise launched in January of 2019. It involved scores of organizations, public and private, from both the federal and state level. Crimson Contagion lasted for over half a year and was based on a severe pandemic that originated in China. On October 18th of 2019, John Hopkins partnered with the World Economic Forum and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to sponsor Event 201, a simulation wherein an outbreak of a bat coronavirus kills 65 million people. The culmination of all these studies was published in November of 2019. The CSIS Commission on Strengthening America's Health Security urges the U.S. government to, quote, replace the cycle of crisis and complacency that has long plagued health security preparedness with a doctrine of continuous prevention, protection, and resilience. In other words, they're calling for the medical tyranny we are now seeing manifest around us. Signed by former military, big pharma, and U.S. representatives, the CSIS document calls for continuous rapid vaccines, while also warning that the vaccines may go wrong and start spreading more disease. And on that subject, what disease are we talking about? After a year of COVID-19, the numbers show us it is no more deadly than the common cold. And even the WHO admit that all the PCR tests from 2020 are meaningless. And they had the vaccine before the mysterious outbreak ever occurred. The agenda is now clearly about endless vaccinations for everyone. New mRNA vaccines that have never gone through human testing until now. the same controversial technology as the CRISPR tech, wherein one can easily splice human DNA and permanently modify it. They say the possibilities are endless.
So now we can target nearly any sequence in our own genetic code at will.
Jennifer Doudna, who won the Nobel Prize for CRISPR, tried calling for a worldwide moratorium on any clinical application of gene editing using CRISPR. But no one seemed to care. Not only does there seem to be zero regulation, but anyone can cheaply buy and learn what they need to online to permanently change the genome in practically any living creature.
Josiah Zahner, coming straight to you from my garage lab, and I want to talk to you about how to genetically engineer a human being.
The mRNA vaccine is based on CRISPR technology. China recently used CRISPR tech to genetically modify babies to be immune to HIV, and as a result, lessened their lifespans. Just like CSIS warned, it all may go wrong. And when it does, Big Pharma et al. Is free from any and all liability. The solution will be more gene-altering vaccinations until they finally get it right. Or not. Eventually, and certainly sooner rather than later, an unaltered natural human body will be considered a biohazard, and full control over the human genome will become the new normal. Without argument, we are now in the era of genetically modified humans, and while millions are gleefully lining up to get their experimental gene editing jab, others are being tagged like chattel. Vaccine passports, vaccine certificates, and freedom bracelets made by the same company that specializes in prison monitoring bracelets. And now we have a new think tank simulation, the SPARS pandemic, another outbreak and another vaccine, with warnings of the anti-vaccination movement. And don't forget the Rockefeller Foundation's scenarios for the future of technology and international development, Lockstep, wherein they illustrate plans to use pandemics and big pharma to usher in a world of tighter, top-down government control and more authoritarian leadership. Get ready for the next round, because without any opposition, this thing keeps going straight into the abyss. For Infowars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Just remember a month ago, the Davos Group came out and said, we've done the Great Reset, not for COVID-19, but to cut carbon, which you are carbon. I am carbon. We're doing this so that we can save the Earth by cutting our output and shutting down human reproduction, humans eating, humans farming, humans doing anything, humans flying in airplanes. Here's the latest article on Infowars.com. Eat the bugs. World Economic Forum claims bugs are our future in another Great Reset PSA. So they had a PSA a month ago saying it's so good we shut the planet down for carbon. We need to have regular carbon shutdowns, carbon martial law. And now they're back to you will eat bugs, you will eat synthetic meat, and you will drink sewage, and you will eat water weeds. These are all things they can breed in giant factories, where they don't have to compete with farms and ranches and dairies. They're like, why do they come up with weeds and synthetic meat grown in vats in warehouses? And why do they come up with bugs? Because there's no industries to do that. There's no people doing that. That's got the same carbon footprint, probably higher. It's all about weird stuff they come up with and then mandate and then dystopically teach you all this. And it gets worse. Another article on Infowars.com that links to the BBC, Reuters, all of it. Oh, UK health ministers say that we're never going to end the lockdown. And we're never going to end wearing the mask. And it says because the public is now habituated. That was always the plan, to habituate you, to get you to submit, to get you to live in fear. I was at Yale today at Skull and Bones. The report will be out in a few days. And most of the people were listeners and shook my hands. But a minority of people came over and just said, screw you, I'm not going to believe what you say. That's not Skull and Bones. That's not a satanic order. Oh, are the frogs gay? Ha ha ha. When all the evidence is we're being sterilized by atrazine in the water, it's in even the mainstream news. But they couldn't even get out of the fact that they're caught in the system and that they've given up their life force and that they are subserving themselves to this system. You can see the deadness in their eyes. Some were black, some were white. But they all look like a spiritual spider had put fangs into them, or a spiritual mosquito had put a proboscis into them and sucked their very soul out of them. And they were now just giggling, snickering wraiths who were slaves of the system, but just couldn't help it, wearing their mask and then pulling him down to custody and then putting him back up, pulling him down to custody, putting him back up, like marionettes that a globalist has their hand up in controlling. And I felt sorry for them. I was not their enemy. It's just so sad to see people working for the establishment when it's so corrupt and believing they're rebels, because the establishment tells them they're elitist, tells them they're cool, tells them they're smart, they're anointed, they're the liberals, they're the great people, as they burn books, as they ban books, as they back communist China and all the incredible enslavement. It's just amazing. So this report needs to be seen. Greg's reports are always powerful. This was particularly important. He and I, we worked on it for a whole week. He's got a part two coming out very, very soon. Please stay with us. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Tomorrow's news today. We'll be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way!
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads are responsibility.
Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Make sure that there is, we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
Just 6 months ago, then candidate Joe Biden, before he had stolen the election, went on national television and told illegal aliens and their families to rush the U.S. border. He said, surge to the border. Now that they've surged at the highest levels ever seen, with massive caravans slamming into California, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona every day, he's totally silent on it. And Kamala Harris, the vice president puppet in chief, she makes jokes about it and says, no, I'm not going to the border, don't have any plans to right now. So they have created this crisis in front of everyone. But they don't care because they stole the election. They're bringing in more illegals that they can use as a permanent underclass that they control. Now, the incredible news is Project Veritas has done it yet again. They just had a major court ruling where a judge said the New York Times printed lies about them, that they were fake news, that that was a known fraud, and that the New York Times lied. That was a side issue. They just got internal photos at one of these major facilities in Texas that has thousands and thousands and thousands of people per building. And there's a whole bunch of these different buildings there in way worse squalor than they ever were under Obama. And, of course, Trump completely cleaned it up, got them nice facilities, and let the observers come in, which you're supposed to do by law. They're not letting any observers in, violating federal law, because they're criminals. Because they do what they want, and under UN replacement migration, they are breaking Europe and the United States. The goal is to bring in 600 million foreigners by the year 2050. That's the official UN number. 250 million into France alone by 2035. You cannot make this up. In Europe total, they want over 600 million as well that again, never get jobs, are on the government dole, and are controlled by the government, that vote for the government, and will riot for the government. So here is the incredible 5.5-minute report. It's posted on Infowars.com. We're posting to Band.video. They're trying to block this and censor it and shadow ban it on Twitter and on Facebook. This should get 50 million views. It's only got 300,000+ views on YouTube, even though it just broke yesterday. In the old days, it would have 10 million views. This needs to be seen. It shows the total fraud of the puppet in chief, the usurper, the scammer, the stooge that is Joe Biden and his other stooge, Kamala Harris. So here is this report. Please get it out to everyone you know. And then after this report, I should be back live in studio. I'm on my way there right now, and I'm going to lay out the tragic shooting in Colorado and how they're trying to use that to come up for our guns and how we need to be countering this situation. I've got all the facts, all the information, and a game plan to really expose where this culture of evil, where this culture of violence is coming from, and how as a nation and as a world we can heal. And the fact that it was a good police officer that actually helped stop this monster, a good guy with a gun, and how that's the answer to counter this evil growing. We need the right to self-defense now more than ever. So here is Project Veritas's new incredible report, topping even their previous coups, and then we'll be right back on the other side.
I'm on the ground in Donna, Texas. If you want to take a look at this facility right here, to your left, that is the Border Patrol tent facility. Stands right behind me. Just a month ago, Customs and Border Patrol agents completed the construction of that facility. It's a 165,000 square foot facility. And we have never seen images inside this facility before. They won't even allow the nonprofit lawyers who conduct the actual oversight of these immigration detention centers to go inside. Nobody has seen photos inside of this place until now. Project Veritas has obtained never-before-seen photographs of what it actually looks like inside this facility. Shocking images showing people wrapped up in what looks like metal foil, laying on the ground, their faces covered. Why won't the administration be honest about this? Why won't they show you these images? We have a man who's telling us to leave. Where would the press?
Oh, man, you gotta get up.
They told us it's private property, but you know what isn't private property? Airspace. We're going to fly this Cirrus right over the top of the detention center to get a better look.
airspace is not private property. So we're flying 1,000 feet. There's the facility right there. You can see it. There it is. Flying over the facility to give you a quick vantage point. There's the test. You see a bomber over there. This is the facility. It's it.
Now, during a recent press conference, the press secretary was asked a question why they haven't released these images.
Even you all haven't released any images that you obviously could redact if you wanted to.
Again, we remain committed to sharing with all of you data on the number of kids crossing the.
She dodged the question, saying, quote,
and we remain committed to transparency. I don't have an update for you on the timeline,
end quote. Well, press secretary of the White House, let Project Veritas do your job for you. Just last night, we have now obtained these photos inside this facility. Now, these photos are very, very grim. In addition to the photos, Project Veritas has also learned that these photographs were taken in the last few days. There are 8 pods with 8 cells in each facility. At any given moment, there are an average of 3,000 people in custody inside this detention center. Now, the pod has 8 cells that are currently holding 600, that's 600 unaccompanied juvenile males aged 7 to 17. They're separated by age or physical size depending on the room. 50 of the individuals inside this facility were COVID positive in these cells. There have been multiple sexual assaults inside this facility, normal assaults, and daily medical emergencies. This border crisis does not appear to be slowing down. In fact, we've just obtained new leaked documents as well from another insider, this one inside the Department of Homeland Security. It says the document was prepared by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Office of Intelligence. It warns of a potential Central American-based caravan coming our way in less than 2 weeks on March 30th. It says, quote, in the days leading up to March 30th, and should a caravan form, CBP personnel in the region will work closely with and maintain constant communications with CBP, Customs and Border Patrol. Now, every car that drives by is beeping at us. A lot of people giving us the middle finger here. A lot of people are not happy that we are filming or we are recording or asking questions about this facility. Not only did our DHS, that's Department of Homeland Security, insider leak us these documents, the insider also secretly recorded in a private DHS Q&A session Alejandro Mayorkas commenting on what he thinks is happening at the border. And you can hear this quote from Alejandro talking about the new administration making a decision not to expel unaccompanied children.
The new administration made a decision not to expel unaccompanied children. And we are addressing a significant increase in the encounters with unaccompanied children in between the ports of entry.
Here's a Customs and Border Patrol van. These are minors aged 7 to 17 inside the van. He's waving at us right now. The people that are being accompanied into this facility, according to what Project Veritas has learned, between the ages of 7 and 17, males, 600 unaccompanied juveniles. As you can see, we're on the corner of South International and Rio Grande Street, just south of Donna, Texas, north of the Mexican border. We were just there at the bridge. We really appreciate the brave insider who worked with us on this story. The public has a right to know that we're going to create an army of whistleblowers and insiders. You can reach out to us at Veritas Tips. That's V-E-R-I-T-A-S Tips at protonmail.com. Some extraordinary images here.
Emmerich's Essentials is all natural, all organic, high-end, quality, clean self-care products. And they are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping for a limited time. That is the 3 essential oil, all natural hand sanitizers. That's all of these high-end, super pure, quality essential oils in basically every popular scent that's out there. Then, of course, we have the natural shampoo, organic. We also have the body wash. It's all there. And our best-selling organic deodorant from Enrich Essentials, 50% off and free shipping, part of our big blowout sale that's taking place right now. We also have
Rainforce Plus Nootropic back in stock is 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com on these select items.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Shortly, he's going to be joining us live here shortly as well. But I had to break in and report some of the latest that we know of the Boulder, Colorado shooter. Obviously, his name, Ahmad al-Issa. It's now coming out he was an Islamic State sympathizer, so an Islamicist. He was an immigrant from Syria. He's been charged with 10 counts of murder. And we're also starting to get some information from the family. He was very antisocial. He was, it seems, maybe a paranoid schizophrenic. So who knows what kind of pharmaceutical drugs he had been prescribed potentially for those mental problems. And then we also have a lot of his social media activity before it was deleted. Before it was deleted. Showing that he was an anti-Trumper, he was a leftist liberal, progressive. He was one of those that pushed the leftist narrative to a T with racism and everything else that they told him. Trump is bad. He would share PBS articles on his social media. He would share Washington Post articles. So the knee-jerk reaction from the liberal left in America to identify this as a white supremacist and another white supremacist hate crime is falling apart. But that is not even stopping them from erasing their own comments, like from C.J. Werlemann, who still has this tweet up on his page, and he promotes, you know, you donate to his PayPal everywhere, saying it was a white domestic terrorist. So it was a white domestic terrorist, an immigrant from Syria named Ahmad al-Issa. And Twitter had a trend that was their top trend that also identified the shooter as a white extremist. That was a trend forced on Twitter. Of course, all fake news, all disinformation, all misinformation. So this is what we're learning about the shooter. So expect them to twist the narrative away from the individual or his political leanings or anything like that, or his heritage, which they love going to and it politically works for them. But now that it's not going to, expect them to switch that off onto something else or just blame the gun. Sometimes it's the white guy. Oh, it wasn't a white guy, then it's the gun. So expect the pretzels in the media to begin. But they can't hide it. They can't hide their hatred anymore. They can't hide their lies anymore, just like they can't hide the disaster, the national emergency at the southern border. So we're going to be updating on this as more information is coming down. Alex Jones is going to be live in studio in 30 minutes. And we're about to go to this John Bowne report, but I have to remind you, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com has big specials going right now. This is how we stay on air. Obviously, you know about the censorship. You know about the wills out there to shut us down. But thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com, we're still here live on air, ticking away 10 hours a day at least, and bringing you the latest breaking news like nobody else will. So InfoWarsStore.com, big specials, 50% off a lot of the top-selling supplements right now, like BrainForce Plus, 50% off. These are selling out quick, though, and if you get a supplement that's 50% off, there's also free shipping. This is all at InfoWarsStore.com, mega blowout sale, 50% off some of the top-selling items like Prostaguard, BrainForce Plus, Cavachil, and the list goes on. You get free shipping when you purchase those items. But get onto the store before it's too late, and some of these sell out. It's InfoWarsStore.com, and your support there makes everything we do here possible. Alex Jones is coming up. But first, a breaking report from John Bowne.
Recent events concerning the current version of the President of the United States make the chaos at the border actually seem secondary. Now that Biden's homage to Gerald Ford and Hillary Clinton is begging for deeper analysis, regardless that there was a blanketed media blackout by the leftist media over his fall up the stairs to Air Force One due to what they clumsily described as wind-related, there's cautious, and then there's the gold medal performance of the Air Force One Olympic event that 78-year-old brain surgery survivor Biden, the leader of the dwindling free world, pulled off. The White House will obviously fabricate anything to cover up the unrelenting Biden train wreck. Of course, what can you expect from an administration riddled with chronic potheads?
I have a lot of respect for the vice president. He is swarming into my office as a hero. This week I hear him literally say that I don't think we should legalize marijuana. I thought you might have been high when you said it.
And
let me tell you.
And as the international community led by Russia and China throw more logs on the Biden fire, blindsiding Joe's amateur administration with fire and brimstone.
I have to tell you, what I'm hearing is very different from what you described.
Well, I think we thought too well of the United States. We thought that the U.S. side will follow the necessary diplomatic protocols.
So for China, it was necessary that we make our position clear.
我现在讲一句, 你们没有资格在中国的面前说你们从实力的地位出发, 同中国谈话。
So let me say here that in front of the Chinese side, the United States does not have the qualification to say that it wants to speak to China from a position of strength.
I want to invite Biden to continue this discussion, but on condition that we do it live, online, without any delay, in an open, direct discussion. I think it would be interesting.
While the border is thrown into chaos.
Do you agree that Customs and Border Patrol encountered protection encountered more than 100,000 individuals in February, which was 173% increase from February 2020? Just yes or no?
The numbers with respect to February of this year are accurate.
Yeah, can you confirm that Customs and Border Protection's Donna facility was recently at over 700% capacity?
I don't have the precise figure. It was certainly over capacity, Mr. Ranking Member.
You said earlier in your testimony that the situation at the border is undoubtedly difficult. Well, given the tremendous rise and surge of individuals coming to the border, wouldn't it be fair to call it a crisis? Because that's what your agents are calling it.
Mr. Ranking Member, I'm not spending any time on the language that we use.
So we've known this is a crisis. What I learned in just the past hour shows that we are now dealing with a humanitarian disaster. What we learned in Midland just in the past hour is two things. One is they have no proven clean running water at the location. They were using well water that the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality has informed the federal government has not been proven to be safe. There's no telling what could be in there, including the possibility of arsenic. And then on top of that, more than 10% of the migrants at the Midland location have now tested positive for COVID-19.
The Biden administration, the president himself, promised to be incredibly transparent. So when can journalists enter these facilities? Why not tomorrow?
We are focused on our operations and the needs of the children. And at the same time, we are working to provide access to those Border Patrol facilities when we can do so.
As known terrorists are detained by an immigration department that can barely enforce anything under Biden's free-for-all Cloward and Piven onslaught.
People even on the terror watch list, people from Yemen and the Middle East are coming across the border now. So we really have a time problem here.
Leaving Americans to scratch their heads and wonder, did any terrorists actually make it through? This has to be the most miserable administration I've ever witnessed in my lifetime as an American citizen. And if you want a quick look at popular opinion, look no further than the like-dislike ratio on the White House YouTube channel. Mr. Biden, America is furious. John Bound reporting.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
...911 here now. We're at Pink Supers in South Boulder, Table Mesa. We've got injured parties on the ground. 911 now, people. We don't know if there's a shooter, active shooter somewhere. Could be in the store.
Yeah, he went in there.
He went in the store.
He went right down there.
Oh, my God. Guys, we got people down inside Keith Supers. Look, there's... Holy...
His name was Eric Talley, a 51-year-old father of seven who was a patriot and who really loved human life, and that everybody that knew him said was just an amazing person. And he died heroically helping stop some type of insane demonic psycho that went into a King's Super grocery store in Boulder, Colorado, and shot and killed 10 people, including this police officer. He's the only name we know right now. So we don't know all the details yet, but we have seen the image of the reported suspect being let out. And if you look at all the past activity we've seen, it almost always fits into a particular narrative about 90% of the time. As soon as I heard about the shooting last week at the three different massage parlors, which is, again, the sex industry, and the women are exploited, it's a terrible thing, I said, I bet this is going to be an incel. I bet it's going to be some type of sexually related thing. Or it's going to be some type of mafia war. But I said on air, probably an incel, probably somebody mad at the girls. Jack the Ripper was mad at prostitutes in London. He was probably the crown prince of England, famously, who had syphilis and was insane. So a lot of times you see a brothel attacked. It's either gang-related, obviously, or it's a crazy John. But the media said, no, 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 it's white people. There's an epidemic of them killing Asians, even though that's one of the lowest statistic numbers out there. It's blacks killing Asians, about 100 to 1 if you actually look at the statistics. And again, most blacks aren't doing that. That's just the numbers. That's the facts. So the media tries to smokescreen that. And now you're seeing the calls to ban semi-automatic rifles. They have the bills introduced. But what's really behind all of this? We've lost God as a society and as a culture. And crime was going down the last 30 years. Now it's been going up the last 7 or 8. And that's because people are taking more drugs. They're getting crazier. And I'm not for banning video games. But almost all these mass shooters are mad at a woman. They're an incel. They have felt rejected. Sometimes the person's gone postal. Maybe he worked there. We don't know yet. Maybe he had a brain tumor, like the famous UT Tower shooter. We don't know. But the point is, there are crazy, evil people in this society. In Japan and China, where they don't have guns for the general public, you'll all the time see a little footnote where a man goes into elementary school and stabs 26 students, killing 10. I mean, I'm just pulling up numbers out of my memory. You'll see cases in China. Man stabs 50-plus people, killing 22. I mean, you've seen those headlines. There's been hundreds of those, but they don't get any attention. It's just a blurb because it's a knife. We've seen riots in India where men just go crazy in mob psychology at a steel plant and grab hundreds of steel rods and just start raping women en masse, just mass rapes, like we've seen famously in New York at Central Park, where people go into mob psychology and they just start raping people. That's what happens in mobs. Look at what happened to the Capitol. A million people show up in D.C., a couple hundred thousand go to the Capitol, a few hundred go crazy and do bad things. The madness of mobs, the craziness of mobs is something that's well known, but that's a whole other subject. What we know here is this is a Rosetta Stone that gives us a view into so many things. Was he an incel? Was he playing shoot 'em up video games? Was he on psychotropic drugs? Because they're almost always most of those things. Obsessed with shoot-em-up video games, incel perverts, into the occult, and of course on psychotropic drugs. In almost every case, they're on the psychotropic drugs or methamphetamine, some type of illegal drug that disconnects you from reality and gets rid of your inhibitions. And that's what they say on the inserts of these drugs that can cause you to be a megalomaniac, a mass murderer, or commit suicide. In fact, it massively increases people's tendency to do that. That's why they put so many of our veterans on psychotropics, and that's why suicide has gone up. So when you got 25 suicides a day and increasing on our veterans, when you've got hundreds and hundreds of suicides a day in the United States, way up during the lockdowns, when you've got tens of millions, over 10 million extra people starved to death last year from the global lockdowns, that's just a little statistic in the New York Times. They admit over 10 million extra died, 200 plus million on the verge of dying. It's like 287 million, they're saying. And I don't just believe the UN. I have the numbers. I've studied the facts. And they're being accurate there. And we know this. And behavioral psychologists understand this. Stalin said it perfectly, evil genius that he was. One man dies, it's a tragedy. 10,000 dies, a statistic. And so we're talking about 10 million extra people on top of the 15 million that starve to death each year, have starved to death, and it's a minor footnote. They go, oh yeah, the lockdown killed an extra 10 million people and 280 something million are set to die. But it's just a footnote. But the left can feel all good and say to gun owners, you're the reason there was another mass shooting. Really, they have a total gun ban for citizens in Mexico, and it's now over 150,000 that have died, kidnapped, murdered, chopped up, shot in just the last decade in Mexico. I was in Cancun last year, and there were 5 or 6 big mass shootings while I was there. Over 20 people killed. And it wasn't even on the national news. It was just in law enforcement news. But I had a bodyguard there with me. They were pulling it up. I had hired Mexican armed bodyguard while I was there. And they were showing me all the stuff saying Cancun's no longer safe. So I've been back there. It's like a 2-hour flight from Austin or less. So that's where all this is. You understand there's massive death all over. Apple runs some of the biggest, most oppressive factories in China with Buddhist Christians and Uyghurs, and they don't deny it. And there's all the drone footage of tens of thousands of men tied up with bags on their heads being sent to be executed. They rape their wives to, quote, breed them out, like Longshanks out of Braveheart. They sell their organs, and not a damn thing said by the liberals of the left. Oh, but some psycho demon goes into a King Super and shoots and kills 10 people, and now all of us are to blame. We got to turn our guns in. No, that's more of a reason for us to have guns. and protect ourselves in a society. And again, when I criticize video games, people always say, oh, you want to censor our video games? No, I'm for free speech. But I have a right to tell you that video games were developed in Vietnam because the average soldier close up to somebody would not shoot somebody at 20 feet away. Wouldn't look them in the eye and kill them. And so they began to train with paper targets that popped up that looked like people. Then they created simulators that were projected on walls like Doom today that came out of the Army simulator to then instinctively shoot, and they found it upped it to about 95% that people would kill. So the average person doesn't want to kill somebody up close. They want to shoot them a mile away if they have to. And so these are killing simulators. Just like a flight simulator is a flight simulator. It's like a boxing simulator is a boxing simulator. Just like the dance simulators, you know, you're dancing on your Wii or whatever the systems are today. And that teaches you how to dance because you learn the moves from the machine. It's the same thing. It habituates the neural pathways in the brain. This is just science. And almost every one of these guys is pissed off at a woman. They're on drugs, illegal or psychotropic. And they're into the occult, and they're obsessed with video games. So we don't know the facts right now, but I know this. Statistically, mass shootings are still very rare. They're still terrible. Statistically, it's one of the rarest ways to die. The lockdown has caused tens of thousands of suicides, but they don't make an issue out of that. It's destroyed children's future. It's caused massive depression. And there's the very same big pharma companies pushing these dangerous vaccines, these gene therapies, pushing more and more psychotropics that are now at record level. Something like 30% of women are now on psychotropics, over 50% of men. We are a drugged-out nation, and we're dying. Our sperm counts are dropping. Our cancer rates are exploding. This modern globalist system is killing us, and we're going along with it. So we need to heal and come together and not let the media flip on our switch of feeling bad for somebody and getting sad and having guilt that we own guns, but then turn the switch off when it's kids in cages and Biden told them to come here. Oh, kids aren't in cages? Switch flipped on. Show Obama kids in cages. We get mad at Trump. Then Biden comes in, 10 times worse than Obama. Turn switch off. We don't care. This is mindlessness. This is mind control. This is garbage. And finally, this police officer. They never tell you the names of the cops killed by Black Lives Matter or by Antifa. Remember even a few years ago when all the cops were getting killed under Obama and CNN would say, well, cops are bad. They need to stop doing bad things. People won't kill them. As if one cop does something bad, so a cop 1,000 miles away or 500 miles away gets executed. That's sick. So CNN can't have it both ways. Neither can MSNBC. They can't say cops are the devil, get rid of the cops, or federalize the cops, or defund the police. But then separately, they have bodyguards, they have armed gunmen, they have National Guard protection, and then separately say, oh, but this cop's a hero. No, we have to be absolutely logical about all this and see what's happening and realize it's a thing of the heart and the soul and the mind. That's our problem. That's our issue. That's what we got to fix. It's not guns. It's evil and things in the hearts and minds of men and women that has to be dealt with.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.